This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, our Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, also our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget that to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women going all over the place, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the great, great, great bulk mail haulers. That would be James, that would be Felix, and that would be John. You guys do great work. Thank you very much. And, of course, we also include in all that the Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon truck drivers. We appreciate them, too. And let's not forget, we also have got the folks that listen to us and watch us and hear us on MeWe and Gab and Parler and Getter and Truth Social and Twitter, all as Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word, Captain's America. Now, don't forget you can go to our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com for more information. Okay, and without fail, here he is from the great metropolis just north of Atlanta, in the bunker, ready to go, Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. Good morning, Mr. Mark.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. I got to calm down the rowdies here. Okay, there we go. Got to calm down the rowdies. But the rowdies were in it to win it, I'll tell you that time. Now, are you ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance, my friend?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. I pledge allegiance,
To
the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Now, we had this this clown, this illegal, that killed the five people, including the young girl, get himself captured last night. And by the way, it's possible he might have been harbored by some distant relatives. That might have been what this is all about.
Yeah, I'm looking into this thing. Look, you can draw a bottom line conclusion to this. Okay, other people would be alive today if the government had done its job and kept this clown, illegal alien, out of this country. This federal lawbreaker. He had been deported four times previously.
Right.
So the question is, like, what was he doing here to begin with? Get him out, throw him out. If he comes back, put him in prison, end of discussion. and you'd have, what, four or five other people alive right now today. And who those people are don't matter to me. They're human beings that should be alive and have every right to life, whether they were here illegally or not. That's a whole different legal, that's a whole other legal matter. These people would not be dead today if it were not for the failure of our federal government on that border.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Now, the other thing is when you have to deal with something like this, you also have to deal with the aftermath. Now, it seems that where we're going right now is Biden has said, I'll have 1,500 federal troops on the border within the next couple of days or so. They're going to be there to do paperwork.
Yeah, that was okay. Yeah, 87,000 new IRS agents are here to knock on your door and say, hey, thanks for paying your bill last month. Here's a gift card. Yeah, this is the problem people have, like myself and you. You know, we're skeptics. We've earned the right to be skeptics, not just as talk radio hosts or people who are in this every day, but as Americans who live through what we live through every single day with the lies coming at us from the mainstream press all day long, with the lies coming from our federal government. Look, I've said this many times, Captain. I think I said it last week when we were together. But these are people that will look at you at midnight and tell you the sun is shining right to your face. Mm-hmm. And when you tell them they're nuts, they'll throw you out of the room and go, can you believe that guy? That's the arrogance of these people. If you believe these troops are going to the border to do paperwork, well, you know, I've got oceanfront property in Kansas City, I'll sell you. But I can't tell you. I can only speculate as to what they're doing there. I'd like to believe they're going there to do paperwork so that our Border Patrol agents can do their jobs and free up them from doing that and keep the border secure, except we know that this administration couldn't care less about border security. So what do we really know is going to go on?
Well, I believe that they're going to be doing something, but I don't think the something is going to be what we're being told. Now, the last time they went, they used them for intelligence and recon work.
Yeah, for which side of the border? If you look at the number of people pouring in, it's like they're giving the Mexicans information. Move west 50 miles. You'll get in quicker. Who knows? Who knows what people who hate this country do when they do what they do and why they do it?
Well, I can tell you, you got to hang on there, and we'll be right back with more with Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. We'll be talking to him when we come back. And, of course, the IRS, what have they just spent $10 million on? Oh, boy. Wait till you hear this.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
News tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, thank you very much, Frank Silvano, for that great little intro that you did there. By the way, this portion of the program, my discussion with Mark Walters from Modern American Radio, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And their Nissan dealerships, the flagship store located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. Then they have the Nissan and Acura stores side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new, brand-new store in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Parkway, right there, just east on the same side of the road. When you get off the ramp, they'll be on the south side. You can literally throw a rock and hit them right there from that spot. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Find out about the You Serve, You Save program. Find out about the Moss Care program that's there, and you'll be glad you did. All right, back to Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. And good morning, Mark, and thanks for sticking around and being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Cap. It's a great way to start my day. What's going on with you? Let's talk shop.
Okay, here comes the shop. The IRS, according to a report that just came out from the Inspector General, since this year, they have spent $10 million on not only handguns, but ammunition and all the gear that goes along with that. They're not explaining the gear. $10 million.
Yeah, you know, back in 2022, the IRS spent about $725,000 on ammo. Now, that's their CI division, their Criminal Investigation Division. And, again, we go back to skepticism and cynicism. The IRS is the most feared and hated, I think, of all federal agencies. Because the IRS doesn't have to charge you with anything before they literally destroy your life. And they can do that by freezing all of your assets instantaneously, taking your business from you. They'll take everything that you own. and they're a relentless, relentless collection agency. If they claim you owe them money, they're going to get their money. They're literally bleed you dry. So a lot of people wonder why the criminal investigation division at the IRS. I'm kind of in the same mindset, right? When you have an agency that is literally tasked with confiscating your money, which is what they do, they take what you earn. How about having the FBI do your dirty work for you, right? The optics of this are terrible. Absolutely, utterly terrible. Now, you go back to 2017, 2018, or actually 2010, I believe, through 2017, the IRS spent, IRS spent an average of $675,000 on ammo, $675,000 a year on ammo from 2010 to 2017.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest hit taxpayers took for the IRS was in 2011 when they spent $1.1 million just on ammo. And now look at what that number is up to now. And again, let's go back to 87,000 new IRS agents, a Democrat coming after people's money, and throw the ammo and the $10 million in gear. What do you expect Americans to think? And ladies and gentlemen, when these coincidences begin to line up, it's fair to ask if they're coincidences any longer, Captain.
Yeah. You know, we're starting to see numbers, and I'm talking about dollar numbers, on this woke movement, and Anheuser-Busch, and Bed Bath & Beyond, and some of these other places. And the numbers are in the billions right now that these mm-hmm. companies have lost since they've done this. Billions.
Good. Good. Anheuser-Busch, no sympathy whatsoever. None. Did it to themselves. Self-inflicted wound. Go have a party with Dylan Mulvaney and all of his friends. Fox still refers to him as her. It's mind-boggling to me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we're even discussing this is utterly mind-boggling to me. I was just reading yesterday's report this morning in the Wall Street Journal on how much money they've lost and what their new marketing campaign strategy is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're swirling down the cesspool they created for themselves so fast it's not even funny. Their distributors and wholesalers around the nation are incredibly upset. One of the guys said, look, I've lost my cowboy bars as a distributor. Now I'm getting ready to lose my gay bars because of what you've done. I mean, yeah, these companies don't think. Go woke, go broke. I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. Faster the better, as far as I'm concerned. There, I said it.
Did you hear New York City Mayor Eric Adams come out and blame the Biden administration for all the problems they're having with immigration?
Yes. In fact, he went as far, Adams, as you know, went as far as accusing Abbott of distributing illegal migrants.
Yep.
or migrants. They're not migrants. They're federal lawbreakers. They're criminal invaders of this country, distributing them to black-run cities.
Mm-hmm.
I got news for Adams. I don't care if New York City was run by a little green alien. If that little green alien, space alien, said, we're a sanctuary city, Abbott's going to send them there. Everything with the Democrats is blamed on something else, and race is number one. When they start blaming race, you know they've lost the argument, because that's all they've got to fall back on. And it's a complete illegitimate argument. These people will stop at nothing. Again, look at you at midnight, tell you the sun is shining. When you call them on it, they'll have you kicked out of the room and go, can you believe that guy said that? These people are flat-out liars, and they hate this country, period.
Well, you won't get any argument from me on that, and I don't believe you'll get any argument from anyone in the audience on it, because they understand, and we've got a pretty sharp group of people that listen to this program, and they get it. They understand what's going on.
Well, you know, I understand what's going on. I kind of wish I understood what was going on. You got to wonder how we got here, right? People ask me that a lot. How did we get here? It's not hard to figure out when you consider. If you just look back, it doesn't require an advanced degree. It just took our government, under our system, 248 years to get to where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
It took our government that long to corrupt itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we are seeing it and living through it in our lifetimes. Now, it likely would have happened quicker in the 60s or 70s, at least in our lifetime, had we had the Internet back then. It probably would have corrupted itself a little, you know, maybe 40 or 50 years faster. But the Internet, social media, 24-hour biased news cycles doing incredible damage to the psyche of the nation. In my estimation, it's irreparable. And I don't like the alternative, but, you know, the two sides are not going to sit and hold hands and sing Kumbaya together anytime soon. I don't think another huge catastrophe in this nation could bring the sides together at this point. It's that sad. It's sad to say, but it's true. It's happening.
Yeah, you're right on that one. Now, something else here that has popped up here in the last 24 hours is the fact that you've got AOC, good old AOC, and Matt, and our Matt Gaetz have teamed on proposing legislation, and good luck with this one, proposing legislation to stop members from Congress from doing insider training and gaining on it, like with the stock market and whatnot, when they get a tip and go buy a bunch of stock and make a bunch of money.
Well, let's see if AOC is really serious about this. Here's why I say that. If she's famous. We all know that she went to Congress on a fluke. She didn't even believe she won.
Nope.
But she did. Here she is, a broke, out-of-work, unemployed bartender
mm-hmm.
who goes to Washington, and if you recall, couldn't afford her first month's rent to rent an apartment in Washington when she went. She had to get her paycheck first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, fine. She got out of college. She was looking for, okay, that's all fine. I get it. She's going to walk out of Congress a multi-gazillionaire, and you're going to sit there and scratch your head. How in the hell did that happen?
Yeah. Well,
right?
We know so how it happens.
Let's see if she comes out as broke as she did. She's going to say, because listen, $174,000 a year salary sounds like a lot. Go live in Washington, D.C. on $174,000 a year salary.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that.
And, you know, you could come down here to Florida with that same salary, and you could not only buy a house,
yep.
but you could buy a car, have groceries, and still go back and forth to Washington, D.C. and have money left in your pocket.
Of course. Now, combine the fact, look, she hit New York City and Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. $174,000 a year. That's poverty level. But not for her. Let's figure this out. Let's watch and see when she's out, eventually out. She eventually will be out. But let's watch and see where she is. Well, let's all remember, Harry Reid went as a broke boxer
yep.
to Washington, comes out the largest private landowner in Nevada. You know, look, we know what they're doing. We all know what they're doing. Pelosi's husband, $5 million stock trade
mm-hmm.
right before the semiconductor bill out of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's coincidence, ladies and gentlemen? They'll tell you it is. The media will tell you, oh, you're nuts. They'll just paraphrase. Oh, it was just a fluke thing. You think that you're a fool. And these people play you for fools. Don't be a fool. Get back in their face. Respond to them. Send letters to the editor. Pick up the phone. Call them. Vote the way you need to vote. Buy guns and ammo. Exercise your rights.
All right. He's Armed American Radio. Catch him weekday afternoons with the show. I guess it's on, what, at 4 o'clock?
4 to 6.
Okay. All right. And we'll catch you on the weekend on the big show. Have a great day. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Captain.
All right. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. Always a pleasure. I'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A days-long manhunt for an illegal immigrant accused of murdering five people in Texas is over. Francisco Oropesa has been found and taken into custody late yesterday in the city of Cut and Shoot after the FBI received a tip. The location is about 17 miles west of Cleveland, Texas, where the murders occurred. Greg Capers is the sheriff of San Jacinto County.
The suspect is in custody. I have just left Montgomery County Jail where he was taken. And he has been magistrated. He now will be taken to my jail and where his new residence will be.
Authorities say the suspect was found uninjured, hiding under laundry in a closet. He's been held on $5 million bond and will be charged with 5 counts of murder. May's full moon is nicknamed the Flower Moon. It takes place on Friday. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, you are, and guess what? You're about to hear somebody else that is a regular here on the program, our sports guy, Patrick Hyland. You'll hear more about him after I tell you about Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I use and I've been using for probably 11, maybe 12 years. Can't remember exactly. But I've been using it for two reasons. Number one, it works. And number two, it works good. Now, when I had the pains that I have and the discomfort that I have and the inflammation and the swelling, it's what I've turned to because it's all natural. And you can take this stuff and it'll start. You should take it in the morning, every morning, with a meal, and it'll start working. And if for some reason you start to have inflammation and pain and suffering and whatnot about mid-morning or whatnot, you can take another batch of these, 4 of them to a little packet, and it'll work again, and you should be set for the rest of the day, depending on your situation. My doctor thinks that they're a miracle drug because he recommends them to his patients. I got him sold on them, and he turns around now and recommends them to his patients. Now, it has the natural ingredients in it of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which are 100% drug-free. They get the job done because they will go straight to the source of the problem and take care of it and either alleviate pain at the source or certainly reduce the level. And it's all about inflammation. You know that. It'll handle that, too. So that's relieffactor.com/captain on the website. Go over there, order it. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and make sure you give it a shot. See what it'll do for you. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. And yeah, man, every time I get a little sore, you give me a little back to that relief factor, and it helps me too. So I can concur with you on that, sir. Good stuff, to say the least. And good stuff last night with the Knicks, evening up the series against the Heat. That's going to be a knockdown drag out there, Captain. Brunson did a great job for the Knicks, evening the series with the Heat. And guess what happened last night at the Trop in St. Petersburg? The Rays won their 24th game to go 24-6 for the season over the Buccaneers. Not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're playing well this year, too, Captain.
Yeah, they had the second-best team in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, you know, it just goes to show the Rays are for real. They're playing as a unit. They won 4-1. It was only one run allowed by the Rays. Pitching staff did a great job, and they got to four runs. You know, if you can hold the team to 2-3 runs, get your 4 runs every night, you're going to win 70% of your games, and that's what they're doing. So congratulations to them. A little hockey action. You know, the Maple Leafs got beat by the Florida Panthers to take game one of the second round series up there. Two surprises, the Toronto Maple Leafs beating the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Florida Panthers beating the Boston Bruins. So, got a couple long shots in there, trying to move along and get into the Stanley Cup Finals. So, very exciting news there. The Packers, the new quarterback, Mr. Love, worked out a 2-year deal to replace his 5th-year option. We're going to see if he can be something special for the Packers. They've been very fortunate, Captain. Had Brett Favre, then Aaron Rodgers. We'll see if this kid Love can follow in their footsteps. That would be pretty impressive. When you get, you know, 10 years out of a franchise quarterback back-to-back, you know, and now if this kid could make it a three-peat, that would be pretty impressive.
Right.
So that's what's going on, you know, in the way of football right now. All the kids will be coming into training camp that got drafted, give them a little workout, see what the teams have, and then obviously come July, they'll go into full, you know, fall practice and see what happens in the NFL. Guess what's happening Saturday, Captain? Big day up in Louisville, Kentucky, as I affectionately call it, good old Louisville. And yes, listeners up there, so
yeah,
it's going to be a big weekend. They have the Kentucky Oaks on Friday and the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. So it should be a lot of fun for a lot of people.
Always a lot of fun in Louisville.
There you go, man. Yeah, it is. It will be as captain, to say the least. So I enjoy watching that race. It's always neat to see if a horse can win the Triple Crown or if a jockey does a great job to get the horse in position to win. And it's just, you know, a lot to be said. Most exciting 2 minutes in sports, as they like to say. You know, everybody has fun dressing up and wearing their hats.
Well, the women do.
Yeah, well, guys wear the cool, you know, old Commodore hats, I call them. So, you know, that's pretty neat. Pretty neat stuff there, to say the least, Catherine. Going down more of the Major League Baseball action, it's going to be really curious to see how this ALS with the Rays, you know, they're playing 800 baseball. Man, that's just unheard of. Now, the Orioles, surprisingly, have won 20 games, too, Captain, already. They're playing 690 ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just a lot of teams coming out. The AL Central always seems to be the 500 group, you know. The Twins are winning that division. They're 17-13. And the Rangers are winning the West. 18 games up, losing 11. But the Astros always seem to find a way down there to win that division. We'll see if they pull it off again this year. And then you have the cellar dweller, you know, Oakland A's. That was an awesome movie, Captain. Did you enjoy the movie Moneyball, how the A's put their team together, kind of like the Rays are doing it now?
Yeah, it was okay, but I already knew the story.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too. But it was a fun movie to watch and check out. But I think, you know, I wonder how the Oakland A's will do in Las Vegas. You know, it's kind of funny. The Raiders leave Oakland, and now it looks like the A's are going to leave Oakland. And it's just going to be something to see and witness down there. Vegas has the hockey now, too. I'll be surprised. I think there could be a couple expansion teams in basketball, Captain. I could see a team going to Vegas and possibly a team coming to Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if both venues can handle, you know, a fourth major sports team, but, you know, I know people in both those cities really enjoy their sports a lot. So don't want to forget the Atlanta Braves, all our friends up there in Hot Atlanta. They're winning their division with 20 wins. The Pittsburgh Pirates, like we mentioned earlier, they have 20 wins. And the Dodgers out west have 18. It's always going to be looking at the Dodgers and Astros the last few years, and I'm sure we'll have to look at them this year, too, to see if they're going to get back to the winning their divisions, make the playoffs, and see if they get to the World Series. But the Braves have been good the last few years, too. The real surprise is the Pittsburgh Pirates. And also in the American League, the Tampa Bay Rays. Not a big surprise that they have a good quality team and play as well as a unit, but to win as many games as they have. So a lot of people are still watching hockey, and I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to win the Stanley Cup here. Obviously, upset the Tampa Bay Lightning didn't make it, but still want to follow it and see who wins. And, you know, that's pretty much an update. Captain, update on me. If I can help out anybody in the world of insurance needs, please feel free to call me, 813-966-1052. You know, there's always an opportunity to gain more benefits or save money. So, but you have to investigate it. You have to take the time. It takes about a half an hour to an hour to look over everything, you know, to see if it's really something to be saved and a way to save money. With the economy the way it is right now, Captain, and you know, you talk about it on your show all the time, where the administration is running the country right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not good. And people are, you know, just hurting financially. And let's see if we can save you some money or get some more benefits for you to help you out with your insurance needs. Again, my name is Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Give me a call. We'll have some fun. We'll have a cup of coffee, talk some sports, and see if there's anything I can do for you. We just need to be more civil to each other, Captain. I mean, I know things are tough out there right now, but we can't project our things happening in our life and not listen to the other man and, you know, help him out too and him listen to you out. You all come together. It's okay to agree to disagree. We just got to work together and be happy and civil to each other. Captain, God bless you as always in the audience, and I'll be talking to you Friday. Thank you so much, sir.
All righty, take care. Perfect timing, because here comes the music. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more coming your way. And the consumer quarterback will be right around the corner here.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Captain's America Third Watch Radio Program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle Warren. We are back. Final segment of the Wednesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, as always, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they are located down there in Sarasota. They've been in the same place, it seems like, forever. But they're located at 4540 Clark Road, right there at the corner with McIntosh. Now, remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. And they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, that's very important in the scheme of things. Dominic's also will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs at the local level. So there you go. Now you can stop by and see the gang in the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345 and set up an appointment for service. As always, remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Phone numbers 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money. That's what it's all about in this day and age, saving money. Okay, speaking of saving money, we have the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, on the line, and he tries to not only help you save money, but he tries to help you not get screwed, blue, and tattooed by these shammers or scammers or spammers or whatever else it is they're doing to you. Right, Brandon?
Yes, sir. Good
okay.
morning, Captain.
So what's the big deal going on this week, this morning? Is there something that's locked into everybody's radar or what?
Well, yeah, the big news last few days was in commercial real estate, United States commercial real estate hit a high in terms of vacancy. 12.9% is the highest number recorded. And the ripple effect of that, it could be, you know, it's, we don't know yet, but it could be pretty catastrophic, because a lot of the large commercial banks have about 40% of their holdings in commercial real estate loans. So depending on what that vacancy factor does, it could be pretty harmful for a lot of the banks, which, and we know how fragile they are right now.
So I have a great suggestion for the banks. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Lower the rentals on these units to a fair value, where the people can come in, they can have their office space, they will take their office space, but they're not going to wind up spending their life savings just to get in there. Too many times they way overcharge what they've got because they say, location, location, location. No, uh-uh. It's good luck trying to get somebody in the door when it costs more than an arm and a leg to get there. And, oh, by the way, most of the time there's no parking.
Yeah, and you also have this trend now, of course, with e-commerce, a lot more sales happening online.
Yep.
And you have a lot of the employees that want to work from home. They don't want to go into the office anymore. So those are the two main causes of what we're seeing at that 12.9 vacancy rate. Over on the residential side, we still are in a relatively good position in most markets. You know, real estate is so local into each market throughout the country. But most markets have low inventory still. So we still have low inventory. And here's another interesting stat for you, Captain. 72% of American homeowners have a 4% interest rate on their mortgage or less. So what that's causing is a stalemate. A lot of people don't want to move, whether it's move up, move down, closer to the beach, closer to work. They don't want to move to lose that low interest rate that they have on their current home. So they're making, they're changing their plans, or they're maybe doing home improvements. But yeah, 72% of the United States homeowners are at a 4% interest rate or better. So that's causing a stalemate in the United States real estate market.
Well, we're spoiled in our state because there's a lot of stuff being done here that can't be done elsewhere because it's very competitive. The prices are reasonable. We don't have a slump, per se, of any size in the real estate market, as does the rest of the country. I was looking at a couple of places the other day, and these blue states, I mean, my God. That people are leaving there as fast as they can get out the door.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whether it's crime in the inner cities, the failing school systems that they have. I mean, there's so many different things that's going on. And it's going back to the numbers, last year, Florida was number one in net migration. 319,000 people moved to Florida. People voting with their feet. So Florida was number one. Dead last was California at minus 347. So Newsom and his corrupt policies, leftist policies out there, have driven, and I think the numbers are higher than that, because there was probably, that was offset, that 347,000 net migration out of California. That number is thrown off by the immigration, you know, the open southern border, that illegal immigration. A lot of people came in through that, so threw those numbers off, I believe. But yeah, it's so local. Everything is so local in real estate, down to the county, down to the city, the municipality, what side of the railroad tracks. You know, everything is local in real estate, and that's where we want to help people. You know, be that, like you mentioned, that consumer advocate, because there are a lot of scams. You know, especially now with video and the deep fakes that they have, they can fake your voice. I had a good friend that actually was a contributor on my radio talk show. She got scammed out of a good amount of money. It was in the thousands by a crook that utilized her voice and called her daughter, claiming to have her held in the back seat or held by gunpoint, and she better give her money now or her mom would die. So that's the kind of scams that's going on now with this new artificial intelligence and this ability to capture someone's voice.
And that was somebody local?
Especially if you're putting out a video. It was local. That's
Jeez.
Right. It was right here. It was right here local.
Wow.
And they played the video back, and it was, you know, something like, oh, yeah, they got me. Give them the money, or, you know, something along those effect that it used her voice to her daughter, and it also utilized her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what we do on our show. We try to help people, okay. You know, as a consumer advocate,
well, tell us,
understand those.
Tell us how to get tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can reach me at 813-917-1894. Call or text that number, 813-917-1894. And it's Brandon Rimes. I'm the owner of Platinum MVP Team at Keller Williams Realty. And we can help you in every state, any state, across the globe, wherever you're at, any country. Keller Williams Realty, we're the number one real estate company in the world. And my wife, Lindsay, and I own a team, consumerqb.com. Website, consumerqb.com.
And you, sir, are the consumer quarterback. We will talk to you again next week, I hope.
All right, brother. Appreciate
you. Right.
Keep up the good work.
Yep, take care. And again, that's Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Okay, let me get this set up here, and we'll see if we can lock this in. And I think that's what we're doing. And here we go. Get ready.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
We'll get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Do you see what Joe Biden's doing at the border? He's sending military to bring illegals in. Okay, this is a disgrace. Let me tell McCarthy something. You should be out there with the Republicans, if there are any true conservatives left, at 8 o'clock, at noon, and at 6 o'clock saying Joe Biden's a disaster. Joe Biden's a disaster. Even bringing illegals with their disease and their drugs, and nobody's stopping them. Nobody's stopping them. You, McCarthy, what are you doing? Well, I could walk in there right now and be 10 times better than you as the Speaker of the House. Look at McConnell. You're doing nothing, okay? The only guy that's fighting for us is Trump and the people on this station. Where are the rest of you at? Unbelievable. Did you see what's happening in your schools, ladies, while you're watching The Bachelor and some loser date 15 girls who can't make a decision? Did you see what's happening with your transgender? Where your daughter's got to fight some idiot who's now was a man and now dresses as a woman and going into your bathroom? It's a disgrace. It's disgusting. It's unholy. Where's the Pope? Can't hear him. He's on the payroll. Stand up for your kids. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Stand up for our country. Let's go, peace.
All right. Todd and Tampa. Yeah. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 0200 hours, with more to Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to try to get all the podcasts caught up together. We've had one of our people out, so we haven't been able to do that. Going to try to get it all caught up and get
radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.